Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Rubies of Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm J Clone 9.
And today we're going to be talking about a fascinating story. And I think we've actually covered this before. This is the week for that. In our season, one of our season finales, the call-in special.
The call-in, okay.
Where people are hometown legends.
Right.
I think we talked about this one, but I found a little bit more information about it. It's just a short, one of these one-off Bigfoot, like, town things.
Oh, but Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's Bigfoot.
Oh, you mean we're doing cryptids on this show?
Yeah.
I didn't know we did that.
This whole week is Bigfoot and Dogman.
Oh, all right. Back to the basics.
But this is my favorite Bigfoot-like creature local name.
Oh, okay.
Can you name some?
I don't know. Isn't Momo one?
Momo?
What's his name? The dude from up there, Minerva.
Minerva Monster?
Trying to think of local names. Big Bob? The Bigfoot.
There's all kinds of it. Like, right. the green monster, like all kinds of stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah. The mud, whatever monster. Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Momo, the mud monster. Okay. Missouri mud monster.
Oh, okay.
But no, like the Mongahela monster, the Mongolian monster, like all these. But this one is just, it's the Coal Hollow Road monster.
Ooh.
But its local nickname is Co-Homo.
The Co-Homo?
Co-Ho-Mo.
Co-Ho-Mo. Mo.
The Coal Hollow Road Monster. So it's the C-O-H-O-M-O.
Right. The Co-Homo. Co-Ho-Mo. It's fun to say, but I'm trying to break it down.
Because it's just like the fish, the Co-Ho.
Okay.
And it just made me laugh because Co-Ho-Mo.
Co-Ho-Mo. Like from, I think a Mo from Three Stooges.
Oh, I was thinking Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mo Sislak.
And I think this is him.
He's Coho Mo. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
In early May, or I guess, what would you think a creature? I already kind of gave you a little bit of a hint. It's one of these Bigfoot-like things.
Okay.
But it's a pretty unique creature, you know, where we kind of just put it under the Bigfoot umbrella.
Right. as many things fall under it.
And I'm not exactly sold that this is a Bigfoot.
Okay.
But I'm not, I could be argued either way, personally. Do you have any guess of what may be unique about this thing? The Coho Mo.
Shoot, and we've talked about it before.
Yes, in a very short segment. I'm pretty sure.
What's unique about it? I'm going to guess he's wearing a piece of clothing.
Yeah, okay. And this isn't, there's not a lot to this story. And we, even when we did it in the season finale, there's not a lot to this story. It's very simple and quick.
Was this that one? Did I get it?
No.
Ah, dang it.
In early May of 1972, Randy Emmert, 18 years old, and some friends reported seeing a very large, white-haired creature in the vicinity of Cole Road in Pekins, Illinois. They stated that the creature made extremely loud noises, almost screeching-like sounds, and they believed it was living underneath an abandoned house. It looked like it was coming out from underneath this abandoned house.
That's
it wasn't living in the abandoned house.
It was living under it.
Under the abandoned house.
Yeah, much better.
So, I'll tell you later how big it is, but if some teenage boys, right, they're 18 and there's a group of them, called you, you're the sheriff, they called you, said there's this white, long-haired monster crawled out from underneath the abandoned house on, you know, Coal Hollow Road, how big would you think it is?
I don't know, six, seven feet.
Okay. Underneath the house?
Yeah, crawling out, so that'd be big. I mean, big enough to scare you.
But it's living underneath a house.
True. It had to be a big hole to get under there, huh?
Yes, yeah.
So maybe it's not that big. Could be like cat-sized.
So a few days later, on May 25th, East Paranoia Police logged more than 200 calls from the witnesses who sighted the monster in the area.
Uh-oh.
So instantly, the kids seen it crawl out from underneath the cellar.
Now everybody's seen it.
And a couple days later, hundreds of reported calls.
Okay.
The calls range from seeing a monster walking through the woods, walking through their yards, hanging around a riverbank, reports of monsters destroying a cellar fence. Or sorry, a caller's fence. That it was like just wrecking this fence in the back of their property for whatever reason.
Okay.
Police were naturally skeptical about the calls, but the calls kept coming in, so they started keeping track of it nonetheless. So at first they're like, somebody's just screwing with us, or that somebody in a costume. Because the way that people were reporting this thing was, I don't know if it was, oh, we have it at the end, but if it was sick or if it was just meandering, if it was looking for something.
Okay.
Because it was walking pretty much like straight lines, didn't matter what was in the way, didn't matter who's seen it, was open, like during the middle of the day, was being seen, this creature. Hundreds of people.
Yeah.
This isn't a very big area either. So most, like, it was not most locals, but a lot of locals seen this thing in, you know, a very short time. 2 months later, during July of 1972, the local search party was formed, and more than 100 people took the woods surrounding Coal Hollow Road to search for the monster. The party searched had been disbanded by the police a few hours after a volunteer accidentally shot himself in the foot.
Okay, that part sounds vaguely familiar.
That is, like, Grafton Monster.
Gosh,
100%. This thing didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It just was walking.
And people are getting
hundreds
hurt.
Of people are like, let's go murder it.
Yep.
And then somebody shoots somebody else. But this guy shot himself.
Small town America right there.
And like, all right, guy, the cops. All right, this is over.
No more monsters.
The monster was not located, but it did begin to, you know, go by its local nickname, the Coho Mo, which is the Coal Hollow Monster among the locals. On July 25th, the witness contacted the police and reported that they had seen an extremely large, hairy man-like creature swimming in the Illinois River.
Ooh, okay.
On July 28th, a local woman reported seeing a monster near an abandoned coal mine while she was out gathering berries by it. The creature scared her off. She ran off, leaving her possessions behind.
Oh, she left her berries?
Yeah. And from what I can gather, it didn't do anything terrible to her. It just existed and she got very scared.
Right. Yeah.
Not saying that it wasn't right. I mean, have you seen this thing crawl out of a coal mine and it's just staring at you?
Yeah, I'd be gone too.
Yeah. The same night, the police received reports from two reliable eyewitnesses who stated they saw a creature in this, the description they gave. This is the best description we have of this creature. The Coho Mo, they miswrote it here.
Oh.
Is described as being 8 to 9 foot tall.
Okay.
Hulking.
So it's big.
Covered in white gray hair with large, long, round ears. Red lips. Human-like hands, meaning thumbs that were double-jointed, set further down the rest of the fingers. It appeared to resemble a cross between an ape and a caveman. It gave off an extremely putrid smell, as they described as wet dog mixed with rotten eggs.
Mm.
And the creature in this case left behind large tracks that appeared to only show three toes.
Ooh, okay.
The monster craze slowly fizzled out over the years due to the lack of capturing, and sightings started to trickle off. Many local Bigfooters believed that because it was naturally kept moving and eventually moved out of their regions, that's why the sightings of the Cohomo stopped. The Bigfoot has been seen, though, or Bigfoot has still been seen in this area sporadically to this day.
Hmm.
But yeah, just like
that. It's still seen around?
Every once in a while, there's a Bigfoot report from this. I don't know if it's exactly the Cohomo or whatever the other Bigfoot is or.
Okay.
But this is right by the Illinois River, so we know that Bigfoot likes to travel around by rivers.
River systems, yeah, and possibly cave systems.
So let's talk about some interesting facts about the Cohomo and what may make it a Bigfoot or may make it not a Bigfoot.
Okay.
So the witnessed eye descriptions of this thing is very tall, but it was pretty universally wide. So it was about 8 to 9 foot tall, and its shoulders were pretty much as wide as its hips.
Okay.
Very much like a human.
Oh, okay.
Our shoulders are not that much wider than our hips. When we talk about typical male Bigfoot, or at least what we imagine male Bigfoot are, you know, they're triangle shaped with
right,
their shoulders being massive and their hips being tiny.
Narrow, yeah.
Comparatively, you know. So this thing does not fit those descriptions. A thing it does have is extremely long arms to its knees.
Okay.
The witnesses, the sketches, and you can look up sketches of this, everybody at home. A lot of the sketches put the arms down to its knees. But it's 100% covered in hair.
Okay.
Just some people said they seen a face. A lot of people said that the face was covered with hair. Its hands were covered with hair, except its palms. So a lot hairier than most Bigfoot sightings.
And but it's that gray
Cousin It style.
Right. Okay. From Adam's Family.
Like a ball, like a walking humanoid thing of hair.
Hmm.
But and white gray.
Yeah, white gray hair.
It never did anything terribly scary to anybody besides exist. It made a lot of loud noises. Hundreds of people reported
the shrieking,
screaming noises it was making,
mm-hmm.
walking up and down. It walked through people's backyards. It walked within 20 feet of back doors. Mm. So that's why a lot of the locals are very, very scared of this thing. And that's why a monster hunt did eventually occur. But it never, the only property damage I could find was that fence that it tore apart.
Right. Yeah.
But it almost seemed like it was walking in like straight lines, like a turtle. Like it was just, it was in its way. It didn't care about people seeing it. As far as I could tell, the only people it looked at was when it crawled out from underneath the house and the kids seen it and
yeah.
it looked at them and it was screaming and then they left. It didn't chase them or nothing.
And
then the lady.
With the berries.
It came out of a hole again. And looked at her and she, ran away.
Hmm.
But a lot of people said it had these red lips. Hmm. It's just an odd feature.
Yeah, it is.
And then long, round ears. Large, long, round ears.
Trying to figure out what picture you're...
No, I don't know anything about... I don't know what this thing is. I really don't.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying...
So that, I was like, me either, and I have zero idea.
I'm just pointing out the big differences, besides it being a hulking, hairy humanoid.
Oh, fair. Then like your normal Bigfoot
then
encounter.
Your typical Bigfoot. What makes this thing different than a typical Bigfoot?
Unless...
I could count on one hand the amount of Bigfoot sightings I can think of ears being talked about.
Oh, yeah. It's hardly ever.
Because the only people, like, I don't think Greg ever seen ears, and he remembers that thing's face like...
Like it was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're tiny. Even the people that say that they see them normally, they're tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Our ears, you know, humans' ears averagely aren't very big. And great apes' ears, if Bigfoot is a great ape, are generally very small.
Right. Even smaller than ours.
Yeah.
Chimps have big ears, right? Don't chimps have...
A little bit, but not relatively. Like, they're not... Yes, no.
And they're rounded.
Yeah.
Bigger than ours.
These are... Some of the stories of this are, like, real big ears.
Like, elephant style?
Maybe not elephant sized, but...
Trying to, you know, find the goalposts
almost
here.
Goofy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Almost like, comical. Like, wait, cartoon big ears.
Like, Goofy the animal?
No. Like, Goofy as in funny.
Oh, it's silly. Okay.
Comical.
Gotcha.
Like comically big round ears.
Well, I mean, Goofy's both of those things.
Yeah. The ears didn't hang down like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Red lips, human-like hands.
Yeah, the red lips is weird, too. Like, you know, that's not a feature that's I remember ever being talked about. Red eyes, sure, but red lips? And unless, oh, well, okay, wait.
Well, a lot of their skin, like, their lips are just said to be, like, the same color as your skin.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of Bigfoot said to have like, black skin, mm-hmm. and their lips are black, or, you know, a darker color. And then the ones that are, like, even brown or tan skin.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You know, they typically don't have their shade of their lips isn't that they, much off of that.
Well, yeah, it's never talked about as a prominent feature. Yeah.
And but, a couple of the eyewitnesses were very insistent it had red lips. So well, it stuck out to them.
I'm wondering, though, you know, now we know the shoulders and the hip girdles, like, same width, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're pointing more towards a female Sasquatch, if it is that, just for body plans alone.
Sure.
You know, hips are wide, shoulders wide, you know. So it's, let's just say we're dealing with a female here. She crawls under an abandoned house. Well, maybe, you know, they had some old products, makeup products
in
there.
Oh, she was putting on makeup?
So she found it, yeah, just doing her little thing before she goes out. And people are trying to hunt her. Like, let her be.
And then she was seen in the river, by the river a bunch. And she was seen in the river one time. Now you got me calling her a she.
It's a she.
And so that could be the smell. Covering hair and being wet.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Like a dog.
And the sulfur. But we've heard that. That part is typical, like, Bigfoot. I guess. Well, I don't say behavior. It's not behavior. What would you call it?
It could be behavior if they're releasing the smell.
Oh, it's fair, yeah.
To put people off. Some primates do that.
And, or even if going they're beyond.
Putting it into your mind.
Into your mind, like Randy says. So if. It's hard saying, but
so that would be a behavior versus just a body effect.
That would be yes,
but
if it's just a byproduct smell of just like, how they are.
For example, a lot of people don't realize this. Sloths,
yeah,
they are putrid.
Ugh,
they smell putrid. It's their defense mechanism. All the mold and stuff they grow in their hair.
Ugh.
So you can't bathe them very often, but like zoo sloths, where you're allowed, like you can get up close to them.
Yeah,
they bathe them the maximum amount.
They can,
and they
yeah.
still stink.
Don't they're the ones with the gland on their stomach. Like the
sloths, some sloths do, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's like a gland that...
They just rot.
Yeah.
Because they're so slow that they just got to make themselves as unappealing
to
jaguars and other predators as possible.
Bugs even don't want to eat them.
Oh, no, their fairer is infested with bugs.
Oh, never mind.
And mold.
Oh, well, there goes
they
that
theory.
They
have species of fungus that is only found on sloths.
Oh, fair.
But yeah, and long gray, white hair, you know, so this is the white-haired Bigfoot. Nine mm-hmm. feet tall is big.
That's pretty big. Yeah, that's a lot taller than typical.
And, you know, as far as we know, because it's all guesswork at this point, female Bigfoot don't seem to get that big.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be like a dominant male thing. It really gets, you know, nine foot tall.
Yeah.
So that would be that throw me off because a lot of what we believe are female Bigfoots from their, like you already mentioned, their body proportions, mm-hmm. they're closer to that, you know, 6.5-7 foot range. They really maybe 7.5, depending on, you know, how big they get. But really, I very rare to find one of these like a patty shaped Bigfoot.
Mm.
It's like 7.5 foot tall.
All right, now we're shifting my theories again. Now, okay, now we're back to it could be a male Bigfoot again.
Just putting on makeup?
Maybe he's ostracized. Maybe he got pushed out for being different from the Bigfoot community. Yeah, he's white. He likes wearing lipstick. He's differently built than the other one. Like you said, he has the wider hips. So
I didn't say he had wider hips. I said he proportion. Had narrow shoulders.
It's however you want it. It's semantics. You know, six one way, half a dozen the other. It's all the same thing. So he's different. That's all we're pointing out here. And
a lot of another weird thing. With this, I'm just stopping that train of thought. Just
oh, okay.
So you know.
I was about to go.
I know. Another weird thing with this is a lot of the artist depictions, a lot of the people that reported and talked to people to draw this thing for them,
uh-huh.
it has a lot more of a neck than Sasquatch ever does.
Right, yeah.
I mean, wonder here's if the main picture. If you just type in the Coho Mo, this is one of the ones that was ran a lot.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like a big, tall cousin it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's older, too.
That is a thought I had written down here.
Yeah.
Is it, this may be an elderly individual that it's, you know, starting to atrophy.
Right, right.
You know, the muscle mass is going away. So maybe the giant shoulders aren't bone, they're muscle.
It's just
on younger male Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the atrophying state. Still incredibly probably strong animal.
Right, but it's but not the hulking mass yeah. that you normally typically see, proportion-wise.
And maybe that's why it was acting strange. Maybe it was just getting easier food sources, you know, traveling down the river, taking advantage of trash can hopping.
Yeah, maybe it got into our food supply, and now it's starting to develop some of our neurological issues we get from our food. It's suffering from.
The red lip is actually, because I drink every once in a while, I drink Faygo, the red drop, and it dyes my lips red.
See, and it's a red, what is it, red 40? Yeah. It's a bad one. So it's a it's a Bigfoot that's ingested a lot of red 40 and food dyes. He's got the red lips, and it's made his hair, you know, frail and white.
So, yeah, I did like the elderly Sasquatch idea, and other people would kind of put that out there, because it was acting really strange.
Mm.
And I kind of wonder for the strange behaviors and how it was seen during the day a lot. I get two main ideas. It was looking for something. And the two things it could have been looking for was a young Sasquatch.
Okay.
Maybe it lost a baby. And so a lot of mammals, let's say Bigfoot is a mammal, which I'm not 100% convinced on.
Like,
let's say Bigfoot is a mammal.
Like a primate?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a primate, but a mammal.
Okay.
A lot of mammals that live in family groups, older individuals are the ones that take care of offspring of, you know, essentially their grandkids or their even some animals right. or great-grandkids.
Right.
Whether they're whales or great apes or any other the big communal mammals. So if we talked about Bigfoot, you know, leaving their kids in areas for extended periods of time while they forage or, you know, look for food and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's grandma and grandpa that aren't quite as fast, aren't quite as sneaky, aren't quite as active anymore.
Yeah.
They stay back with the kids. You know, my job is keep the kid safe, watch the kid.
Right. Yeah.
So what if this whole summer was, this was just happened to be the babysitting area along the river. And he or she was just looking for the kid or kids the whole year. They kept getting away. And seek. Yeah. And then just like, oh gosh.
Thought it was hiding under the house, and or wasn't under there. Comes crawling out. Maybe
that's where they were sleeping.
And that's or that too. Yeah,
I mean their range may be huge, where they may not see their parents, quote unquote. Their parents may bring back food, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
Yeah,
it depends on how big their forage. You know, if they have 400 or 500 or 600 or 700 square miles as a home range for a Sasquatch family, which is not out of the question. It may take them 3 or 4 weeks to come back. So grandma and grandpa basically sit with the kids. There's a food, you know, they sit in the area with the easiest food.
Mm-hmm.
As mom, dad, uncles, and cousins, brothers, and sisters go out and do these big foraging things and come back with food.
Perhaps they were sitting on a giant, like, raspberry patch, and that's why the mouth's red.
I didn't even think about that. They were seen by a berry patch.
Ah, see.
He was seeing that coal mine.
That lady's berries. She's picking berries.
Or if it was raspberries, that would make sense. She was
picking his berries.
Mm-hmm. And we already know that Bigfoot's seen constantly around berry bushes, and same with black bears.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, if you find the big berry patches, if you live in an area with bears and berries,
right,
they're together.
Yep.
If you live in an area with Bigfoot and berries, they'll probably be together.
More than likely. It's good. It's easy speculation.
Food. It's easy food. It's tasty.
Yeah, it is. Heck yeah. We got some berries picked right off your front lawn today.
And, yeah, they're sitting right here on the table studio. The studio table. So, that's kind of the big thought I had, that maybe this thing was just hanging out with its kid or a couple kids or a couple grandkids, essentially.
Yeah.
And they were little, running around doing stuff. And big grandpa is the one that keeps getting seen by everybody.
Right, and he just don't care anymore.
9 foot tall, covering white hair, and he's sick and tired of these kids not listening to him.
He's probably more worried about keeping an eye on them than him being seen.
And then
typical grandpa behavior.
Another one is sick. I got some Beast of Boggy Creek vibes.
Like rabies,
like
maybe?
Rabies or some other neurological disease that mammals can get, where, and then eventually died probably in the river, or if this is an older, it doesn't have to be an older individual.
As most things do,
but I mean that's because animals are drawn to water, especially when they're sick.
Oh yeah,
And a lot of times they'll drown, depending on the disease, like for deer blue deer. Tongue and stuff like that. They'll go in the water and they'll drown because they're trying, their body is telling them you need water, but they can't handle it.
Their brain don't even know what they're doing once they get there.
So let's say it has some neurological disease, whether it's rabies or something else, or there's several diseases that are out there that can really cause a lot of harm. Mm-hmm. Everything from like, it's a funny name, but like beaver fever, which is a disease you get from drinking water that's infected with a parasite from beaver poop.
Interesting. Not what I thought it was.
That's Bieber.
Ah, Bieber fever.
No, beaver fever. maybe that's why it was going nuts. You know, that's why it was walking during the day. I mean, we see a lot of nocturnal animals kind of exhibit that behavior.
So, yeah.
Can't really feed itself anymore. That could be why it's, as far as a Bigfoot would go, is more emaciated. You know, it's not really eating. It's, you know, just kind of doing stuff. It was seen just kind of wandering, meandering around.
It's just going through its typical behaviors for the day or something. Its system's
starting to get fried.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So it's nocturnal animals. Like, if you see they always say that. If you see raccoons during the day, report it, because most likely it's got rabies.
Rabies, yep.
Mm-hmm. And rabies in animals, depending on the species, is like 100% fatal.
Still, oh, yeah.
In humans, you have a chance if you get it quick enough.
Mm-hmm. You can get your rabies shot or whatever. And
that doesn't work all the time.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. Uh-oh. You can still die from, humans still die from rabies.
Okay.
And that's a misconception that humans don't die from rabies. If you let it get to a certain point and you don't get that's why they say, like, if a dog bites you or whatever, they just give you the rabies shot. If a raccoon bites you, they just give you the rabies shot.
It's not worth waiting to find out.
You got to test the animal's brain to see. So it's a process.
Oof.
So you just get the shot. Because if it goes too far, the shot don't work no more.
Gotcha.
You'll die of rabies.
Right.
So, yeah, you get bit by a wild animal, just get the shot.
I guess
so. I don't like the shot on a lot of stuff. But rabies is 100% fatal after a certain stage.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we know it's a killer. It is.
And we have animals around here with it.
Absolutely.
I've unfortunately had two raccoons I've personally seen that we had to put down.
Mm-hmm.
That
you got to, though.
You got it, because they'll make the other raccoons sick, and it'll spread. But yeah, so what if it's that?
I mean, it could be something sick, or like I said earlier, with neurological damage or something. It's just kind of acting out its routine. I don't know. It's odd that it just didn't typically care about being seen, that, you know, it really didn't bother it too much. It's not like it was going out of its way to be seen, but
200 police calls in 3 days.
That's a lot for a Bigfoot. That's a lot.
That's Beast of Boggy Creek level stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's just standing on the side of the highway walking back and forth.
So something's not right.
You know, so whether, like, already said, it's looking for something. And, I mean, do you think it's a Bigfoot or do you think it's not a Bigfoot?
Well, I mean, it has a lot of Bigfoot behaviors, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a Bigfoot, but again, we still don't know how big the Bigfoot umbrella is.
Yeah.
So I'd say, I'd say it's a Bigfoot. It might not be the typical one we're used to talking about or hearing about, but I still think it's under the Bigfoot umbrella, the big, bipedal, hairy, man-like creature that's in the wild. That's not a dog.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I even get some sheep squatch vibes off this thing. It looks kind of sheep squatchy from a lot of the pictures. No horns or nothing like that, but just this big, fluffy, hairy, white thing.
Yeah.
Its hair is, from the eyewitnesses, is not very typical of Bigfoot either.
Just different than...
It just seems like it has different hair. Okay. But that's just me, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, we've got some reports about, or what people talk about, like Greg, you said, for example, he talked about the hair being, but we still don't know. There's no hair samples.
There's variety, I'm sure, in a species like that size.
Not only color, but texture, like between even humans, there's so many hair textures. So I'd imagine with Bigfoot, it's going to be a big range as well, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just looks odd to me.
Yeah. So I don't know. With the white ones.
Oh, just, and we even skipped over the three-toed tracks.
Oh, yeah, let's touch on that.
Yeah. A lot of water, it seems a lot of water and swamp-dwelling Bigfoot-like creatures have three toes, whether it's a honey island swamp monster, even some of the folk monster had three toes, some of the tracks with three toes. This thing seemed to have three toes, so is that a thing where it's just lost toes over the years? Is it damaged feet from basically walking in a river and hitting a snapping turtle, you know.
Could be.
Snake bites. That's the big thing I've seen a lot with this, especially the southern Bigfoots, why they say that so many of them have three toes. It's because you're going to, if you're walking through a swamp, and I've done it in waders, you're going to step on a water moccasin. You're going to step on a water moccasin. And while, you know, the venom may not be fatal, you can have necrotic effects, lose a toe here and there.
Right, yeah.
Damaged toes, you know, and all that stuff. And these guys don't have options to modern medicine kind of stuff.
Well, if it is an older Bigfoot, too, I mean,
you have a higher opportunity to have been damaged.
To have toes been lost.
So, yeah, cottonmouths, which are the same thing as water moccasins, but copperheads. I mean, I can't tell you how many, especially in the South, how many little copperheads we'd caught in our fish traps in like little creeks and ditches. Copperheads every
day. Just show up in all of them. Yeah.
The barn by the guy we used to stay with, and when we go into his barn to get stuff out, there's always copperheads at his barn. I mean, we knew how to deal with them. He always had a stick beside, you know, and you just move them.
Right, yeah.
You just move them.
Simple enough.
But, I mean, that's one thing I could get behind is if they're flesh and blood, you're going to lose a toe.
Yeah.
Especially if you're making it to old age.
Do any primates have three toes?
No.
Interesting. What? There's a wrench in that theory for me.
All that I can think of right now off the top of my head, all primates have five digits on both sets.
Gotcha.
Hands and feet.
Just making sure. I mean, I'm just trying to, there's certain theories with Bigfoot and that, you know, I'm just testing it out, but the three toes don't fit it.
But that's another like Honey Island Swamp Monster kind of thing. That, and then Beast of Boggy Creek, you know. So maybe that's, it's already damaged. It's already sick, old, lived a long life.
I mean, it could be, and I would like to see the actual tracks, if anyone casted them, if the left and the right similar, or...
I didn't see any actual castings.
Yeah.
So the only thing I seen was the police talking about going out and seeing some of these things in a couple spots. But this is 1972.
Okay.
Rural Illinois.
So, yeah, very early still for casting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to have a Bigfoot person...
Those didn't exist quite yet.
There were some in 1972, but some. To have some just living in your town to be like, oh, you should cast that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. The Coho Mo is a very interesting creature. There's not a lot on it besides what we read. A lot of this research came from Adam Benedict again.
Great researcher.
Great researcher. He's great with especially the historical stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, pulls a lot of his work from it. But I just seen the names, the local name was the Coho Mo, and I just...
You had to do it.
Because I seen the name before I seen the picture. I did not realize it was a big... I thought it was a fish.
Oh, I thought you were doing a callback to the guy in the woods.
Oh, that was on Patreon.
Yeah, okay. Well,
was it on Patreon?
I don't remember.
He's a Patreon member.
That's right.
Fun people.
Yes, good. Fun time over there at the Corn Call in the, on our Patreon page. If you thought about inquiring or joining the cult... Hop on over to our Patreon and
join it.
And join it. We got a whole bunch of different tiers with different options and different, you know, I guess rewards or different things you have access to.
And take a kid fishing.
Yes. Take a kid fishing. Future anglers of Indian Lake, Ohio. They donate a lot of equipment and gear and stuff for the youth to take them out and go fishing, get them outside, teach them how to feed themselves. And things of that nature.
How to appreciate nature.
Right. Appreciate it and respect it. And make it work for you.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been J-Clone9.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.